Hello.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Well, that was quite a little
welcome to you. Yes, I think we're
all of them.
Arranged it.
They all seem quite enthusiastic.
Alderman, who was it?
Alderman arranged it, and I keep talking about it, but I thought it was quite enthusiastic.
Well, actually, there was just a few calls made, and the word spread kind of rapidly, and I think everyone wanted to be there. I mean, we did, and I think everybody else was there.
No, an interesting thing is that the military are enthusiastic about this. You know, they're hard line. They know what this is all about.
Well, I took the test.
What do you
think? And they were both very surprised and actually.
They understand it. They're not like our rather primitive hard liners. Traumatic experience for him. Must be trying to say, well, now what are we going to do about Vietnam and all that?
Exactly.
McCloskey, I understand, is on saying, well, this is what you do about Vietnam.
Well, McCloskey and Munsey have taken, the two of them have taken exactly the same steps. I think it reveals the political concern that this has taken the focus away from Vietnam completely.
Seems the story is built very, very strongly, more strongly than the part of the university. That is the
really a kind of
very big look at the real reaction.
Well, it's been something else, but if you watch television, or listen to the radio, or pick up the newspapers, that's all the film deal. The Detroit News that is the story of the related to the Pentagon Papers. Obviously, this is the reason it doesn't have to move. Because how it started is what is to maintain secrecy with all of these very delicate communities going on. Saying now is kind of saying to the New York Times in a way, but at least I'll listen to what you want to set up. Very, very good secrecy. I've just been running on the radio and TV and copyright and very much as well.
Oh. Your host, yeah, your host.
You're right, he read a bang on me that I had to talk to him earlier in the week about trying to explain the rationale of the deficit. He was hoping to make this follow-up, but he really took off in the way that the China
happened. Yeah. Incidentally, I mentioned the following issue that you should have taken the 7 o'clock.
Who was that?
Your host.
Right.
Should be there, but he didn't have them there. I don't think he should be there.
He should, because he's really, yeah, he's not ready.
Teddy's not safe.
Did not. And I said, well, you can't do much about my feelings. can't tell him what to do. I intended to tell him what to do. So he gave me 2 minutes. He said, anytime when he had a bad, very biased before, to heal him. But we know that I was wrong, and he just had affirmative death destruction.
Yes.
And then he went a step further and said, if there's ever any story that you really feel is important that our people might not have to do, I've done everything. If they're strong enough, and I'm going to give them, I'll give them, full coverage.
No, see, the 11th of
coverage. Oh, I'll use that for coverage. You know, you've worked wise. He's a change man, but I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know whether this episode really brought him a lesson or whether he could have cared. But he was not arrogant. Very, very frightened. He apologized several times.
Of course, he sees the enormous effect of the change.
I'm sure that. Well, of course, I saw him Thursday.
Oh, before that.
Yeah, so he, that may even have a further effect. Mm-hmm. So he, several times, he just said, oh, I was not seeing him in the movie. I'm taking the best direction. Because you probably don't believe me, but I'll prove it to you. Very unusual attitude. Oh, by the way, he told me that he had a long talk with Julian just after MBC and MBU. And I started to say to him, I don't want to tell Julian what to do, but I'll kind of tell you what President MBU is. And Frank said, you don't have to do it in the game with me. And had a long talk with him about it. He said, I'll say that's quite an effect. So maybe these guys will understand something. It obviously got an impact on business. And NBC wasn't too bad. Ever since that meeting, as a matter of fact, that's been relevant.
Can't do any worse.
No, that's right. You've got nowhere to go except the truth. Of course, I think the overriding, well, I think the overriding is the economics, but I think the second thing is that they see the kind of leadership that has caught the imagination of the country the way this has. It's caught everyone. Only thing people love in there. And that's got a very big influence. It's a network in the news, and you see that you have really fought. As I think you have, the wave of public opinion. They don't want to go to the U.S., that's bad for them. They only really want to back when they think they can get away with it. They want to back when you're riding the kind of pressure.
Like after November 3rd.
That's right. Exactly.
Except more so.
Well, this is much more so because it's a great positive. It's something that offers a great hope. Well, you studied it, I dropped you for that. You said it was the most, forgot the word, the exact word you used, but it was the most hopeful development of foreign affairs that you've seen since you've been in Washington and several presidents. Imaginative leadership that the country hasn't had. Couldn't have been. But especially people who do tend to make opinions like that, I think he's really interesting. And of course, if you read the press today and the radio and TV, you realize that these are all people that are here. Right? And we'll be there for you.
Yeah,
we'll be.
Second thoughts, which is fine, but we expect it. The hill is not the light of the but
the statement that he had very talked to the Chinese after this very good comment. The comment that she made apparently was
Well, it'll be an interesting week.
Yes, it will. You had this experience.
Yeah. You won't have as much problem.
I think you'll find our own tools.
That's what I mean, our tools.
Oh, sure. I think you'll find a lot of persons who just won't dare to go to the mission.
Persons who are doing that.
Yeah, so persons are like, they're not built to be in the mission. They're way around.
I'm going to wait for my thighs.
Well, I've just been losing out on the way many times. I don't think there's much to do with them. Most of the others, I like it. Most of the others would be.
He's good, the Fannin is better. Hard line.
Well, he was. I took him. Very enthusiastic. He brings you lavishly when I was playing. We should have had more of this, though. We didn't have time to get the
job.
I think we could have had a gang of them out there.
That's enough, though. We don't want to overdo it.
And it's fairly natural. Well, the press had to be a little bit of press about the news, because there had been no build-up. There was nothing in the newspapers about it. As they saw it, it was the President's own family coming out to deal. I think that had a good effect, but it wasn't the base.
Right.
And it was not the base.
Right. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, this adventure will help you.
Oh, sure.
It's not to. Because you're trying to tell you that it's feel people feel about it. It takes a little time. It didn't start on Friday.
The market opens Friday, first hour, is what they say.
Well, that's right, and then it ended off. But that was because they weren't ready to repair it yet.
Well, that's because they're preparing to do it. That's the difference. They don't know what it is. The market, except for China, the market, I mean, the market says on Friday would have been
sure. Well, we'll see what goes on. Well, we'll see. But our master is always depends upon how it happens. Okay.
Thank you.